Your government's pulling out all the stops.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Senate has passed a spending bill that's like one of those goodie bags you get at a party. Call it the Let's End This Recession Already party. The bill extends a tax credit for homebuyers. It extends emergency unemployment benefits. It has a nice, hefty tax break for companies hit by the downturn. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has been following this legislation. He joins us live. Hi, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
This Senate bill pulls a lot of levers.
There is a theme here. It's hit a lot of big constituencies with financial relief, and then maybe everyone will actually start to act and feel like the recession's over the way that the economists tell us it already is. So here's what's in the bill. There's up to 20 extra weeks of unemployment checks. That's for more than a million workers who are running out of benefits. That $8,000 tax credit for homebuyers that has been responsible for resurrecting the housing market, it now goes through April, and homeowners who are trading up can access that as well. Finally, Congress extends a very nice tax break that they've already given small businesses. Big businesses will be able to use it as well. They can recover corporate taxes that they paid in the boom times by writing them off against losses that they've now suffered in the recession.
Well, let's talk costs, Mitchell. This all must come with a lot of zeros.
It's $20 billion is the price tag, and that's nine zeros if my math is right. But keep in mind, Congress doesn't want to be caught adding to the deficit, so it's trying to do this pay as you go. The unemployment extension is actually fully paid for by extending an existing payroll tax on employers. The rest is covered by delaying a tax break that big multinational corporations were expecting to get on international interest payments. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce doesn't like that part of it and says it'll fight any more corporate tax increases. This Senate bill now goes to the House, and the president's expected to sign it.
Mitchell Hartman, thank you.
You're welcome.
8,000 auto workers walked out of a General Motors plant in Germany this morning. They are furious that GM canceled plans to sell its European unit, Opel, to the Canadian parts maker, Magna. The question is, what is going to happen to German auto workers? Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Magna had promised to keep GM's four Opel plants in Germany open. Now GM has scrapped the deal. The workers fear that two of the plants could close. The German government had strongly supported the Magna purchase and had promised more than $6 billion of state aid. That cash is off the table for now. Elmar Brok is a German member of the European Parliament and close ally of Chancellor Angela Merkel. He says the government and the workers feel GM has broken its word.
They have broken their word. They have decided positively, and second time they have decided negatively. And this is, I think, not a good way to build trust to each other.
GM has confirmed that 10,000 jobs will have to go across its European division. It's not revealed where the axe will fall, but it says it needs several billion dollars to pay for that restructuring. Analysts say a number of European countries, including Germany, will likely foot the bill. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. European markets are down 0.5%. The Bank of England will soon announce its decision on interest rates. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve said it will keep rates low for an extended period because the economy is still hurting. Asian stocks dropped about 1% today. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were flat. The Dow added 30 points and closed at 9,802.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sungard.com. American Public Media presents Rising by Degrees, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Tomorrow is when the government comes out with the October unemployment rate. Experts are predicting it'll rise to around 10%. Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell says he'd be happy if it went even a little higher. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You're hoping the unemployment rate rises?
All right, now, I know that sounds cruel, and I'm not minimizing a job loss or the unemployment rate, but here's why. It's the way the unemployment rate is calculated. If more people are looking for jobs, the unemployment rate goes up.
So an unemployment rate rise could just mean people are not despairing anymore. They're feeling optimistic and jumping into the pool.
That's right. So you lost your job. You look for work. You're officially counted as unemployed. Then after a while, you give up. You say, it's not worth it. No one's returning my phone calls. They're not answering my emails. You're no longer counted in the unemployment rate. So that's why if more people start looking at the economy and the news we've been getting and they start looking for work, the unemployment rate goes up.
But Chris, just because people are feeling more optimistic, if they are, does that mean there are more jobs to be had?
Let's hope so. Look, there are some signs that this economy is improving. Let me just run through them real quick. You know, manufacturing, it's doing better. Industrial production, it's running at a pretty healthy pace. And there's a report earlier this week that said employers announced the fewest job cuts in 17 months in October. Now, that's the fewest job cuts. That means they're still announcing job cuts. But again, the trend is going in the right direction.
So what are the signs we should look for that do point to hiring actually beginning to happen again?
Well, there are a couple. First of all, when we get the payroll cut number on Friday, the consensus expectation is for a job loss of 175,000. Let's hope it comes in less than that. Secondly, temp workers. Once employers feel a little more optimistic, they don't go out and hire full-time workers. They hire temps, and they start working their existing workforce harder. So those are some signs to look for to see that employers are actually working their workers more and pretty soon might start hiring.
Marketplace's economics editor, Chris Farrell, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, is a yoga class a game, a recreation, an athletic event? Missouri revenue officials say it's got to be one of those things, and so the state sales tax applies. Yoga teachers say, no, it's none of those things. It is an ancient spiritual discipline, and it's exempt from the tax. Interesting debate. Can you call something a recreation if the participants are not smiling? This is Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.